What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. Oh, that was a very pleasant version of that. Very, a lot of singers in the audience. We're coming to you from CineFamily in Los Angeles on Tuesday, June 24th, 2014. Wolf of Wall Street, Fight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead, Men Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph, A Dog Day Afternoon, Delight, Sleep, Perfect Murder, by Death Wish 3, Amigos, World's End of Watchmen. Yeah, I did it. Looking right at it, I was able to do it. Tonight, we are at CineFamily for the West Coast premiere of I Am Road Comic, which we will enjoy later tonight. Yeah, I'm in it. I can't wait to see it. See what stupid shit I say when asked questions about being on the road. Might be embarrassing to me and my family. My whole family's here tonight. No, they're not. Before I bring out my guests, who are all involved in this particular motion picture, I'm getting a little feedbacky. I don't know how it sounds on the recording, but on my end, it's a little... It's better as I complain about it. A little business. Cincinnati. I'm doing stand-up Thursday night at Go Bananas. And we will. Yeah, we will play the Leonard Maltin game with audience members at the end of the show. So bring your name tags. Same deal, Oklahoma City, this Saturday night. Douglas Movies sold out, so we added a stand-up show. And we'll play the LMG. Seattle. Tickets are on sale for tapings of my first ever hour-long TV special, Doug Dynasty, is going to happen at the Neptune Theater on August 22nd. DougLovesMovies.com for all dates, deets, and links. And oh, and also coming up here, exciting CineFamily news, I'm doing a non-interruption, like an interruption-free screening of the motion picture Goon. Right? The people who have seen it all just made noises, and everyone else is like, what? And Goon is a really, really great movie, and I'm dying to see it with an audience at 4:20 in the afternoon on Sunday, July 13th. And it's good. The first of what I hope will be many Doug Diggs It screenings, which is movies where we're just going to fucking watch it because it's so great, and I don't need to make my dumb jokes. But then, a few nights later, back to business. I'm going to interrupt the shit out of Wicker Man with Nick Cage. People have been asking for that one for a while, so that's Wednesday, July 16th, right here at cinefamily.org. Let's see what's in the prize bag for somebody who's going to win here tonight. I think we've got... Got to thank my friends at Chameleon Glass for... This might be a couple of shirts. Yeah, it's probably a couple of shirts. And then they sent those to me. We've got a Harry Potter movie for somebody. That's right, Rupert Grint is here tonight. I'm just kidding, but he'd be a good guest. We've got... coming out on July 8th, Gateway Doug 2, Forced Fun, and also a copy of Gateway Doug, so you can trip out and listen to both in one sitting. Our friends at Pop's Hot Dogs have contributed so many hot dogs that I'll be giving out two per episode for a long time. But Pop's Hot Dogs, just pure, honest food. They don't fuck around at Pop's. And then we got a couple other strange items in here, and then some more stuff yet to come. So let's just get my guests out here. The director of I Am Road Comic, Mr. Jordan Brady, along with Wayne Fetterman and Pete Holmes.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. That's for me. I appreciate it.
Hot crowd.
Wow.
Hot Wayne Fetterman crowd. People get fucking amped when Wayne Fetterman's coming around.
It's my energy.
Yeah, let's have another round of applause for Wayne Fetterman.
It's my energy. It is.
Frequent guest on the show, longtime friend
yes,
of mine.
Yeah, of course.
The curator of the Wayne Fetterman International Film Festival, which occurs each January-ish.
You do that here.
Right
here
in
Cinefamily.
We do it right here, yeah.
Yeah.
We do it once a year or in a month. I can't say January-ish.
Oh, okay.
Because we did it, I think we did May this year. Right?
Why don't you do it more often?
Because
it's annual, isn't it?
It's enough. It's an annual festival, and that's
in the title.
You
can't do it more than once.
Seems like a self-imposed thing. You need to love yourself more.
Well, thanks for... Why would that be anti-love?
Green light it. It's your idea. Do it more often.
Did you say green lit it?
Green light it.
You say green lit it. Can we play the black?
It's definitely two shirts, you guys. Sorry to interrupt what you guys had going on, but that second voice you heard in that interplay is Mr. Pete Holmes,
Hello.
Everybody.
Hello. Greenlitit.com. Hi, Doug. I always sit next to you. Jordan, I feel like you're a sweetheart and you're going to offer to switch. I don't want to. Let's see what happens if I'm here.
Well, for gameplay, I'd rather be not next to Wayne.
Oh, fuck.
You're still next to him, though, technically, because it goes around the other way sometimes.
Play.
I'm not going to play tonight, no.
Fuck.
Well, there it goes. I just like sitting there because I get real razzy.
Do you want to switch?
We have a Dennis the Menace sort of Mr. Wilson.
Oh, are you really going to let him sit there when he just said he wasn't going to ask to move?
Hi, Doug.
Oh, God. I love your body.
You're a good man.
Jordan, your first instincts were so great to just block the... Just be between me and Pete.
I'll do whatever I can to help you win. Is that something to you?
It is, and I just want to say...
Does that mean something? It sounds like you need to love yourself more.
No, I just want to say, I really appreciate, Doug, you having this special episode... And for me, a director, to be on the stage with two of my favorite comedians and Wayne, it's a real treat. It's a real honor.
Suck it, Fetterman!
I can deal with it. I can handle it.
Now you have to do Jordan, then you do me. Don't introduce me. Do Jordan now.
I'm going to introduce Jordan when I'm ready.
I think you're going to say, and then I'm not going to introduce you.
No, you've been introduced.
I didn't count.
And then... I wanted to talk about that you brought as a gift for the bag, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Part 2. Yeah.
Is that your favorite of the Deathly Hallows series?
It was on my desk.
Just on it?
It was on my desk.
Did you interview Daniel Radcliffe on your program?
Which one's that?
He's Harry Potter.
I don't see. I'll tell you.
He's
eight
this
reasons,
one on the cover.
Eight reasons in two why I don't like the Harry Potter series. Starting actually in three. One, I feel left out. I didn't read the books, so I feel like the whole movie is like. Meh.
Two more to go.
Yep.
Right.
Two. I don't like watching them become adults. That's fucking freaking me
That's
out.
Freaky.
There were little baby boys.
There's a girl in it also. There's a girl in
and
it.
There's
as well.
A, oh, don't. I blocked her out. I don't even want to think of her developing. Emma, it's so yeah. terrifying to me. It started with them as baby boys, and now he's smoking cigarettes, and he's on a motorcycle.
And they're drinking. Wasn't yeah. there some controversy about them drinking in one of the episodes? One of the features.
Were they drinking?
Yeah, there
it's
was
like
a thing.
Frog's but, blood or something. It's not man, no, liquor.
It was like a beer scene or something.
Number three.
Go ahead.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
That's only been two?
That was two. Well, I added the one about feeling left out about book reading. Number three is I don't like anything that involves lasers or magic wands because it's like, Zappadoo, and then another guy's like, Zappadoo, and they intersect. Which Zappadoo is more strong? It's arbitrary. It's a waste of all of our time. Give me guns and bombs
it's
and knives.
It's Expecto Patronum, by the way.
What does that mean?
It's better than Zappadoo.
A Zappadoo. Like, is he thinking real hard? Like, and that's why it's more powerful? Fuck that. Also, fuck lasers.
Jordan Brady is here, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
And he is...
I don't care for lasers.
The reason... Jordan is the reason for all of this tonight, because he has a motion picture that he wants to debut here at CineFamily.
Zappadoo 2, the sequel.
I Am Road Comic, which is a sequel of sorts to I Am Comic.
Legally, we don't say sequel. There's all kinds of...
Oh, why? Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of fucked.
Who'd you ice right. out from the first one?
Tommy Davidson.
You son of a bitch.
I'm kidding. I Am Road Comic. I'm delighted everyone's here. I want to announce... It won't make any difference to the people here because they can see it. $5 at IamRoadComic.com for a limited... It's like the McRib for a limited time only.
Like, starting as of now?
At this podcast.
Okay, so, because this will come out tomorrow for ears all across the world, and they can, for $5, check out this movie that not only features Wayne Fetterman, Pete Holmes, and Doug Benson, but T.J. Miller is in this film, Judah
yeah!
Friedland, Judah...
I'm in the movie, yeah!
Judah... Toby Radloff, the original nerd, Friedlander is in this movie.
Too many stars to mention.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Okay, yeah, you're and telling me to cut it short? Are you directing this show as well?
I just want to know when we start smoking pot. Is that this one?
That was backstage, and sorry I didn't pass it to you.
No, I smoked pot with you at the Wayne Fetterman International Film Festival. God's honest truth. I was in the fucking Himalayas 3 minutes later. I don't know how you people deal with this pot.
You people,
Jordan, tend to text.
Yeah,
to
never making
people.
You can't
weed
say
smokers seem it's like
never
a
racist. What
it is? Never say you people on stage. That's a rule. I'm surprised.
No, really?
I'm surprised you don't know.
I'm
that.
Out of the game. I'm out of the game.
You're out of the game. That should be an I Am Road Comic. I said
can't say you people.
You people, and then I bombed real hard. All I said was like I was talking about piñatas, and I was like.
You people don't know what it's like to be a pinata.
And I said,
they're the most sensitive, the pinatas.
I was in Peoria, Illinois with Bill Burr. I was opening for Bill Burr. And I said, I don't know what you people do with your pinatas. And from that moment, they were so quiet. I bombed so hard with my classic
pinata. You sure that was the only reason?
Wayne.
You're positive. That phrase.
Don't fuck with me, fella. You look like you just coached a curves session. I swear to God, I will lunge at you. I will attack your physical appearance.
You're good. You're good.
I just wonder why Wade never changes his shirt when he's just come from operating the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
People at home are going to love this. People at home are going to love this.
I don't know if you people have any Wayne Fetterman riffs that you want to throw out there.
Wayne is wearing a striped shirt.
Anyway,
bandana.
Billy Burr.
Billy Burr?
Old Billy Burr.
Yeah?
Was like, you can't.
Felt like that was
him.
The turn.
That's him. That's how he said. He said, you people is the audience N-word. You can't call an audience you people.
What if you put it like this? Now, there are a lot of potheads here in the room, and I love you people.
Even that isn't so great.
I endeared
it's still
myself.
You people. There's something demeaning about it.
Nobody likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. like how I feel about you people on stage right now.
Doug, I have prizes.
Yeah, I know you do, but I got to get to...
You have to introduce me, Doug. It's me.
I think I introduced you. I'm pretty sure right out of the gate I yelled your name.
I don't care for lasers. See these movies? What are they shooting?
Pete Holmes from the You Made It Weird podcast is here. Who brought these books? It's Doug Loves Movies, not Doug Loves Books. What smart ass? No, Wayne, you brought...
We're all looking at Wayne.
I brought a couple books.
He brought the National Academy of TV Arts and Sciences Emmy Almanac.
Yep.
2014 edition.
Is that what Biff stole in Back to the Future 2?
Yeah, because he was going to try to get rich betting on the Emmys.
And I think Bob Costas wins for host in the sports one.
So, yeah. That movie is terrifying.
But and even more important is that one. That's
brought the Oath.
Yeah, that's a good book.
The Obama White House and the Supreme Court.
It's written by who? Jeff Toobin, right?
Sure.
Author of The Nine. This guy loves the N-word.
It's just about the Supreme Court.
I don't see any pictures in here, first of all. There is some.
Yep.
I'm going to enjoy that part.
You can color them, too. Yep. Look at Rumsfeld. He needs some rouge.
All right. Well, thank you, Wayne, for putting that in the bag. And
is that a gag gift, or do you like this book?
Person... I thought some people... First of all, the chapter on the Citizens United case is pretty interesting.
Citizens United case is also an N-word for the audience. You can't say that. You cannot say that.
Say that.
That is the perfect laugh for people unsure if you can even laugh at a joke that references the N-word. Everybody's like, ah! Even that laugh. Good for you. Play it safe. Play it safe. You've got a lot riding on this.
What's all that stuff you brought, Jordan?
I don't want to take up much time, but I did bring
a lot of stuff.
It's not going to be as good as The Oath, whatever.
you can't read it when you're half done, but it's Tito's handmade vodka, an entire bottle.
Delicious
vodka. If the
winner
is 21 or over.
Yeah, you got to be 21 or over to win that one.
What does that mean, handmade? Alcohol, it's boiling potatoes. It's piping hot. Some fucking
Somebody's hand has
to put his hand in there just so they can put that on the label. Tito, you monster! Fuck that shit.
He's a horrible person, Tito.
It's a clear liquor.
Let me just say one thing they put in here, because a lot of people are interested in vodka. Gluten-free. Yeah. Gluten-free vodka. I mean...
That's why I brought it.
Yeah.
What liquor has gluten in it?
Oh, we'd be here all night.
Beer?
Yeah.
That's not a liquor. What liquor has gluten?
Uh-oh. Potato whiskey?
No, give that to Doug. It goes to the prize bag.
Okay.
I didn't mean to be so dismissive. I just was like, let's move past.
That's all right.
That's a quickie. That's a bottle of Ring Sting hot sauce.
Did you say chiquee? Was that like a Borat?
It's a quickie. It's quickie.
All right. You guys, Pete, do what you're doing. I love how you're stretching this out. Because I gotta go get something I left in the back. So
t-shirts.
You just keep talking about Jordan's prizes.
That's a t-shirt.
Can we stop with Borat and just say that my wife is funny again? Isn't it great that for those of you that are roughly my age, we saw Borat be so funny? Wayne, do you agree? It was so funny. My wife, so funny.
Yeah.
And then we overdid it. All of us, we just overdid it. Yeah. My dad is like, my wife, wrong. It went back into the doldrums. It was gone for a while. And like Christ, it came back. And now, I'm not kidding. I do it. I'm a professional comedian. The biggest laughs I get are saying, my wife. you can, anything that rhymes with wife works. Be like, pass the knife. Like, people love it. Any of that. It's 100%. You guys are clear. Did you guys come for me to tell you what is funny again? What is this?
That's a t-shirt from my filmmaking podcast.
It's a tiny shirt.
It's for the ladies. It's a sexy ladies t-shirt.
This is a sexy ladies shirt.
Made by children in China.
Doug, isn't that sad? I mean, there's only three things you can really care about.
From the first time I heard Borat say my wife, I have never not been able to say when I hear the words my wife. My wife, I can't not do it. Like, if it's in a fucking eulogy at a funeral. I miss my wife!
There's the bit. I thought I'd kill time with that while you were gone. Doug, put this shirt on. It's tiny and for, you know,
I don't want to reinforce gender stereotypes, but it's for a woman.
What? And what's the poster, Jordan?
The poster?
Is it for men or women? Jesus Christ.
It's from the soon-to-be a motion picture, The Oath. I brought it back. You know who I brought it back for?
That was great.
You people. They turned on me right there.
That was really good.
This is an I Am Road comic poster. I want one lucky person to have it here. Be careful.
All right. My wife.
I'd love the tube back, though. And I'm not giving away the tube. That's like $9.
Okay, so pull this poster out if you win tonight and then give him back his tube. And thank you guys for bringing all this stuff.
Thanks.
And, you know, because I forgot my phone backstage and whatnot.
Oh, that's what that was?
That's what that was, yeah. We're running a little bit behind schedule right now.
What do you
now.
Wash first when you get in the shower? What do you go at first?
Head?
Interesting.
Head, do you do head? Immediately get the hair wet?
Do you go to the head?
I immediately get the hair wet.
I'll sometimes leave it dry up there
what?
For almost the whole shower.
You're tall. You're very tall.
Yeah, I'm withholding with the head. I'm like, yeah, don't assume just because we're in here.
I always go ahead. I just like...
Pete only asks questions that he wants you to hear his answer to.
You figured out the secret of my success. Wayne, what do you do? Tell me. I mean, it is true.
Ask me another question you need to do a bit about.
You're like Byron Allen.
No, I'm serious. I do head first.
That wasn't a bit. That was
no,
was
I know.
That was a riff. Sometimes when I improvise, it's just so polished and ready to go.
It seems
you do head first. We all close with ass. You got to close with ass.
Interesting.
You got to close with ass. Otherwise, you're washing.
No,
other
I don't feel like
ass hands.
Oh, you feel like that could some of that could spread.
Well, yeah, it depends on what
I
we're
put
dealing
my
with.
Soap in my ass at the beginning of the shower and see how long I can hold it there for while I shampoo my hair.
And if you get startled,
both head and pubic. Shall we play a game?
You don't close with ass?
I'm trying to think. I
you do.
I feel like that's the last thing I rinse out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Spread. You do the spread.
All no right. washcloth. Though.
I thought I'd put a really nice button on that conversation.
I think it's interesting.
Do you butt floss with the soap, or do you soap your hand and soap it in there?
Now we're getting to it.
Just depends on how you know how randy I'm feeling that day. But I like I like to clean that ass. I do.
Yeah.
I don't mess around.
I want to clean that ass.
You never know when someone's going to end up near it.
Oh, yeah.
For whatever reason.
As a bit. As a sexual maneuver.
Yeah. No, I'm done. I'm done talking about it. I was going to say something, but I backed out.
That's pretty much covered in that book that you put in the prize bag.
The oath.
That's what the oath is about.
Ass washing.
I
he
vow.
Took the ass washing oath.
Always close with the ass. I'm assuming Kennedy's in it at some point.
Always close with the ass. Nikita Khrushchev. That's my Kennedy reference.
The key to
ass, not
yes.
what you can do.
Wash it back into the left. Come on, everybody.
In the movie, you'll learn that when they applaud, you stop it.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You know, Jordan, comedy is like making love. Do you understand? You can send all the scientists in to describe the dick getting hard and going in the vagina, but there's so much more happening than that.
Agreed.
So leave your rules of fucking where they belong.
Except
in between Doug's ass at the beginning of a shower.
And should the rule think, about you people.
Jordan, do you think people...
That was so funny. Why didn't we all laugh at that? He totally called me on my own horseshit, and I was only kidding.
But Jordan, do you think that people will can learn a lot about stand-up comedy, or is it more just about just the you know the conditions on the road and you know how hard that could be?
They'll learn about the conditions on the road,
mm-hmm.
But the young comedian and comedy fan will learn that perhaps in 2014 there's a balance between staying in your city, or as Wayne calls it, your little cocoon.
Little cocoon.
Little cocoon
yeah,
of comedy
so condescending.
And going on the road to earn some money and to get some chops.
First of all, I apologize if I said that during the movie.
So this is sort of a recruitment film for comedians to not just stay at home and to get out into the world.
It's funny that you say that, because in the preview, that's kind of the angle you seem to come off with, Doug, is that you need to go on the road.
I say that?
Yeah.
I'd say I need to go on the road, I think, because I want to go on roller coasters, I think was my quote.
Oh, by the way, did you hear they're shutting down Colossus at Magic Mountain?
Really?
Yep. They're tearing it down. I'm the messenger.
Now it's just... Now it's just called Mountain.
It's pretty sweet when they run Colossus backwards. That's a scary ass ride.
Sisalak?
Yeah. I think
Sisalak?
Yeah, that is.
Sisalak?
What's happening? Are you the
Sisalak?
I don't know if I've talked about this before, but
so
Colossus
funny.
Back.
Doug,
are you the Lou Gossett character in Enemy Mine?
Doug, you're a big.
I don't get it. I want to get it.
He's like a lizard face that says things like, Suslach.
That's Lou Gossett Jr., isn't it?
That's what he said, didn't I?
Jr. is also a roller coaster backwards.
Doug, here's a quick little thing about roller coasters.
Okay.
Because Six Flags is the biggest roller coaster company in the corporation in the country.
They
right?
don't just buy them from other people that are making them?
No, they do, but I'm just saying they have all over. One, the
like
Six
Magic Mountain has like 14 roller coasters, which I think is the record.
Yeah, but I'm saying those Six Flags, one of those flags, Confederate. Absolutely true. Those are the six flags that have waved, that have been hoisted over the state of Texas.
Because Texas wanted to be separate from the United States or whatever.
Couldn't think of the word secede?
Yeah. This is what I learned in books like The Oath, people. This is what I learned in books.
You son of a bitch.
People here today, I hope,
brought
some name tags. If anyone's got a Confederate flag, wave that around. I'm sure Wayne will pick it. But whatever kind of name tags you have, please hold them up now. And gentlemen on the panel,
you gotta
please,
pick someone out.
Please go out into the crowd. There's not as many tonight because it's kind of a CineFamily, I Am Road comic crowd. But just go grab one that you'd like to play for. And while they do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back. Who are you playing for, Pete?
You got to include all those bits.
Who are you playing for?
I will take my name off of this if you take out
You're
those
playing
bits.
For Sarah Wars.
I'm playing for Sarah Wars, a pop-up guide.
Instead of Star Wars.
A pop-up guide to the galaxy.
Yeah, do another example of opening a page up and then acting it out for everybody.
It's not going to work. I learned
no,
that from
No, do
my
one of the ones in the back.
Okay.
Do one of the ones you didn't already do during the break. Keep going.
Do you have one?
There you go. Do that one. Say something about that.
See.
You were on fire a minute ago.
I want to do the one with the Millennium Falcon. I'll go my ankle again. It's my ankle.
My broken ankle.
Get off my ankle. I mean, come on, that was Lasers in the Jungle right there. So I'm playing for Sarah, and she put some effort into it.
Did Variety say because of his injury he had to ankle the project?
Is that an ankle?
They totally should have.
Is that a term?
That's an expression in Variety. When somebody leaves something, they ankled it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You can read about it in the Emmy Almanac if you win that.
That Wayne so thoughtfully brought.
The winners?
This is...
That was before they had dust-repellent paper, that book.
Should I read who I'm playing for?
Yeah, who are you playing for? It looks like a Clive Owen movie.
No, they scratch out your name and it says Doug Benson, and instead of Juliet Binoche, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Sure.
Yeah, Binoche. It's a large piece of bread.
Jonathan Diaz, is that you? I guess so. So I'm playing for Jonathan Diaz.
What did he do to make that about him?
He just scratched
put his
out
name.
The name. Just scratched out the name. That's literally the minimal thing. There was
that
a guy
was
in the back.
Creative to you.
There was a guy in the back who had sunglasses. He tried to give me
Is
those.
Is that a poster that there's a stack of in the lobby of this theater?
Where did you get this, Diaz? The what theater?
He got it at the Sundance Theater. Oh, they have a bunch of stuff in the lobby over there.
Okay.
All right, Jordan, movies. Who are you playing for?
I'm going to be playing for Anne.
Instead of Annie.
Right there.
Oh, that's
She's
good.
Taken,
yeah.
You never make
good
a
Photoshop here.
Look, she put a Doug Benson icon over the puppy.
And this is good.
She also, as Wayne Federer would say, used some spray mount.
That's the way I talk.
Pete, what were you saying about vines?
You never make a vine when I'm on the show.
What? But I'm making one right now, so that's not never.
Is vine relevant?
That's
like
the
it.
Worst one of the movies, Annie. There was a TV movie that was actually pretty good.
There's a new Jamie Foxx,
I know,
Cameron good. Diaz version.
Yeah. Right.
What happened to Annie's parents? Is that explained?
She's an orphan.
That pretty much explains it all.
Succeeded.
I guess an orphan would know whether maybe her parents are dead or something. They could
I
be
was
dead.
Trying to say
it's not they succeeded, they succeeded.
Succeeded.
It's not like when they got out, hey, we succeeded, we're out of the United States.
Although they might say that.
They might have said that.
If there had been like a Seinfeldian kind of diner, they'd be like, right. We succeeded at succeeding. We did it.
Jerry. One of the flags is Confederate.
I'm like, it's a good looking flag.
So Jordan's going to go first in the Leonard Maltin game. Really? There's more?
Looks like...
Okay, keep going.
Looks like you flattened Spider-Man. Confederate flag Seinfeld bit. You do better.
So Jordan's going to go first.
In the diner. I saw the whole thing. Yeah.
Jordan's going to go first.
I'm going to go first.
Then Wayne.
Yeah.
Then Pete. That's in order of how much I like these people.
I play this like Settlers of Catan. I will give you all my wood, all my fucking iron. Let's just get this over with.
So have you ever won this thing?
I've won many times. Yeah. Thank you, Sarah Wars.
All right.
I've won. I went to the finals.
Really?
I think, yeah, up at the John Lovitz Comedy Club.
Yeah, something like that happened.
Sit anyway.
But Aukerman, like, he's the king.
Wayne's pretty good at it, too. I think it's going to be competitive.
Let's do it. Let's start it. Let's
All
get
right.
serious.
Okay? I don't like that. Let's get serious.
Let's get serious.
This is okay, your life.
Here we go.
Let's get serious.
This is your life right now. Get serious.
Let's get serious.
You could die. Your last thing could be like, what was that movie Jonathan Winters was in? Fuck everything.
Is it my glaucoma or are the lights all still up like we're still looking for name tags?
That was scary.
I just kept looking at people going, I've never had this much eye contact.
But now you can only really look into the faces of dead silent film stars.
Yeah, they keep those lit up.
Those are lit.
Oh, they can turn those down too.
Oh,
it's like the magic castle in here.
What's the name of that magic castle?
It'd be fun to stand right in front of it and ask for people for directions.
Yeah.
Where's the magic castle? Oh, there? Okay.
Now we're cooking.
I didn't see that big sign. Jordan, would you like look at the flowers? That's a movie where a child is killed.
Annie. Oh, no. Her parents were killed.
No pre-guessing, Pete.
Batman, her parents were killed.
Turn Over a New Leaf. That's the early films of Joaquin Phoenix when he was billed as Leaf Phoenix.
Ooh.
Or the Blueberry Johnson category, which is called You're In This. And this is movies where someone on this panel is in the film. Yeah, I know Wayne is already sad that he didn't get to pick that because he's been in a lot more films than these other two gentlemen.
Wow. I always edited out of a Joaquin Phoenix movie.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
You were in Her?
I was in Her.
You were the voice of Her?
I was the voice, and then they thought Scarlett Johansson was sexier. I didn't understand. I was like...
That'd be so funny to go in and make a version of that movie where it's just you as the voice the whole time. It's like a gay relationship.
I think they did that. Somebody did that where it was his voice and it was Morgan Freeman.
Wait, was it Samantha Morton, the original voice?
Yeah, she did it.
She was there when I did the movie.
She was doing the lines.
She did the work.
Wait. So I have a question for you. So on the set, was she like there in the room or in a different room?
She was in the phone. Haven't you seen the movie?
No, I know that. But how'd they do it? I'm kind of curious.
Great question.
How'd they do that?
She was there on set. She was behind the cameras, I think, yeah.
But it was really weird because everybody else knew she wasn't going to be the real voice.
Is that true?
No, I just made that up. I thought it was scandalous.
You can see me standing effeminately when he's talking to the small child in the house. And that's Spike Jonze's house. I have lots of fun. It's one of the categories, asinine trivia about the movie Her.
That's cool.
Which one of those would you like to play, Jordan?
The third one. Movies with Wayne Fetterman.
For reals?
The third one. What was
Thank
the third
you,
one?
Jordan. I appreciate
what
it.
What kind of sucker are you? Why would you pick that category?
He's a giver. He's a giver.
I'm here for the show.
You can't steal my persona in the middle. You're serious about this game.
Oh, the third category.
Thanks, Jordan.
The year is 2008.
Yes.
What's the third category?
Yes. That's a good
Two stars from Leonard for this
sounds
movie.
Right. That sounds right.
That has Wayne Fetterman in it.
Leonard.
Leonard says about this movie
that it's dumb.
I think I can name it.
Oh.
And he also says about this movie that the unrated version runs 105 minutes. And he lists
105 names.
11 names.
Oh.
How many names could you get it in?
Oh. It's not what I was thinking.
What?
I can name it in, I'm going to say seven.
No, that's a strong opening seven bit.
Names.
Yeah, Wayne, what do you think of that?
Wait, why doesn't it go to me?
Because it goes to Wayne. As I described earlier, when I made the joke about you're my least favorite.
Oh, right. that was sincere.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne. Jordan says seven.
I'm going to go four.
Oh, look at him go.
Even though
it's a movie he's in.
I think I know.
Yeah, say six.
Maybe.
Say
I mean,
six.
You know.
Say six?
No, I don't know.
No, I'm going to say four.
He says four, Pete. What are you going to do with that?
You can name it, Pete.
Name it. I don't know. I don't even know what's happening right now.
Your four names are Elizabeth Yozamp.
The Oath.
Or Yozamp.
Yeah.
It's Yozamp.
Lurie Poston. Andrea Savage was in this movie.
Oh, yeah. Andrea.
I know her. And past guests on the show, hopefully future guests, Horatio Sands is your fourth name. And the year, of course, is 2008. Let me confirm that. Yes, 2008.
Step Brothers?
And
Step Brothers?
That's correct.
Oh, wow. Sorry, guys. Too easy. I tried to give it.
That was pretty easy, but you still said it like you weren't sure.
So I get a point?
Yes. You get a point, and Wayne gets a point.
Sarah, you're supposed to root for me. I'm playing for you. She just yelled no. Even I knew I was joking.
She knows the rules. She knows what's happening.
Wayne Fetterman was in Step Brothers. He's also in I Am Road Comic, available now for $5. Stream it at iamroadcomic.com.
That makes me not want to download it.
You should do one with Will Smith called I Am Robot Comic.
I swear to God, you know what I really want to do? Take a step away from the comedy and do I Am Podiatrist. I think, like, there's got to be this fucking rock star foot doctor.
Sure.
And find that guy.
Yeah. Give me a low five, is like his thing.
Everybody has feet.
Yeah. My hands smell like Fritos.
People like to ask me, do you ever cut anything from the show? And I could finally say yes.
That podiatrist bit was gold.
It was gold podiatry humor. Wayne Fetterman's on the board with 1 point.
Yeah.
And that means that... who challenged you there? Pete challenged you? Yeah. So that means we're going to start with Jordan and then go to Pete. So Jordan, you get to pick again.
I pick again.
Would you like Billy the Kid, that's movies with Billy Crystal, a goat, or both?
That's good.
The YOLO virus, which is movies where an actor who plays James Bond dies. So he's not James Bond, he's somebody else in another movie, and he dies.
All right.
Or at 25253 Coleman, good Twitter name, suggested Penny Dreadful, and that's Penny Marshall movies that Leonard gave less than 2 stars. 2 stars or less. 2 stars or less. Which one of those would you like to play, Jordan?
Billy the Kid.
All right. Would you like a Billy the Kid movie from 1987 or 1991?
Ouch. 91.
Some people already know the answer. 3 stars from Leonard. This movie from 1991. He says about this movie that has Billy Crystal, a goat, or both, that it is enjoyable.
Yeah, uh-huh.
He says about it.
I loved the goat, he says.
And he also says the good moments make up for its serious, in quotes, pretensions and flaws. And then he lists
14 names.
Serious Billy Crystal.
How many names can you get it in? Jordan Brady, director of Iron Road Comic.
Available
for $5.
I can name that movie with Billy Crystal and or a goat in four names, Doug.
He's taking four names, Pete.
Well, yeah, sorry. I'm just going to say name of the movie.
All right.
Oh, I love
your four names are Kyle Secor, Phil Lewis, Jeffrey Tambor, and Bill Henderson. What's it called, Jordan?
Oh, 1991.
Mm-hmm.
1991.
Kind of thought you were already there.
I was totally bluffing.
Didn't need the names. Billy Crystal, a goat, or both?
And Jeffrey Tambor.
Get off the goat, Billy. What are you doing on that goat?
That's more of Mr. Sunshine, Jeffrey Tambor.
Got anything? You got anything, Jordan?
The Legend of Curly's Gold.
You son of a bitch. It's just City Slickers. Pete Holmes is on the board.
Holmesy.
But wasn't
get the chalk.
Wasn't that the City Slickers sequel?
Yeah.
Were those characters in the second movie too?
Yeah.
It was a different year.
Have you ever heard this show?
Several times.
I want specifics.
This game is tense.
Yeah.
I think about it when I'm trying not to come.
You mean right now?
Four names.
I just don't understand. We get all nervous.
All right, Pete, you get to pick the next category.
Okay.
And then...
Do they each get another point because I fucked up?
And then we're going to go to Wayne.
You fuck up. You're doing a great job. Yeah. You've made more than one movie. I mean, who can say that? You, Steven Spielberg.
Several people. It's a very long list.
William Wyler.
Let's not list them all.
Okay. He's one of the greatest directors with more than one film.
Pete, a fellow Pete, celebrated a birthday today. His name is Peter Weller. Great actor. Yeah, Cine Family loves him. And so the films of Peter Weller. Or Nikki Six, and that's Nicolas Cage movies from 86, 96, or 06. And then kind of a sad category. We recently lost the great Casey Kasem.
Kasem.
Yeah.
Countdown.
Just say to infinity, and then I mean that's the bit. Finish.
Keep your feet on the ground, and your nose out of my business. He passed away, and of course just recently. Ugh. And he's I don't know why I said that with a smile, but he's dead, everybody. He's been in a couple of films, as it turns out. So, But I don't imagine you'd pick that.
I'm going to pick that.
You are?
Yeah, I wanted the Casey Kasem one.
Okay. Would you like a movie that had Casey Kasem in it from 1971 or 2000?
2000.
Oh, all right.
Bad choice. Yeah. Bad choice.
This is going to be rough.
I don't want any names.
We're going to go from you to Wayne Fetterman. So you're saying zero names.
I'm saying zero names.
He says zero names, Wayne.
Zero names.
Yes.
So, this is how I play. I'm not going to tensely listen to a
This is how dummy is, everybody.
He's just
going to hand the game to Wayne Fetterman right now.
Nope.
All right, I'm going to say name that.
Yeah, he's got to say name it, and then I'll be shocked if you come up with the correct answer.
That thing you do.
Now, why do you think it's that?
Me and that person do.
I'm pretty sure you don't hear Casey Kasem's voice in That Thing You Do. But that is a fun guess, though.
Yeah, that is a good guess.
Come on and go, he could be like, and that's the O-Nighters.
Yeah. It was a great guess. And I'm not going to get any closer with you going like, Rachel Seashell? That doesn't fucking help me. Leonard Maltin says, it was fun at parts. Others I could have done without.
Oh, it's all coming.
Rachel Seashell, and you kind of liked it? Fuck this execution-style game.
When did your body...
Should I get on my knees and
when did you get taken over by Brian Regan?
Yeah, that was very Regan, but that's how I felt right Brian
there. Speaking of road comics, he's obviously in it, right?
Is he?
You too, the next time you fly, you too.
If you have a meal, eat it, enjoy it. Maybe if you got a break or something. We do a character called Filthy Regan. It's just Brian Regan bits where he
swears.
Oh, that's
hilarious.
The big yellow one's the goddamn sun. It's really fun to do.
I wish that's dirty. He just had a goddamn. Yeah,
he would never say that.
That's true.
It's a cup of fucking dirt.
The movie, Pete, that you...
Can I just say before you say that I'm wrong,
sir?
How great would it have been if I was right?
This would have been like,
oh, people would have.
I like that one person agreed. Yeah, yeah. One person agreed with you
because they were betting on joy. Everyone was like, "The world is cynical and dark. I'm gonna see how this plays out." One person was like, "I'm with you, Pete. There's light and there's dark. Give us enough time and we'll win."
This isn't the worst behavior you've ever been. I feel like it's improved a little bit.
Can we try to guess? Can you give us a hint?
Sweaty. No, there's no reason anyone on this stage, including myself, would know the answer to this movie. It's Rugrats in Paris, the movie.
Oh, of course it was. What was the one from 71? What was the one from 71?
Are you in that movie? Are you in Rugrats?
I'm not in Rugrats.
Oh. I'll just read you everything about the other movie and see if anybody knows what
this
it is.
I'm curious.
The other time Casey Kasem was in a movie. I think I could only find two.
Wayne Fetterman is standing?
I could only find two.
Go ahead.
1.5 stars.
Yeah.
1971 is the year. The movie's 88 minutes.
Okay.
And he says about this movie.
Wait, that's the movie or that's the length of the movie?
88 minutes.
Because that's a movie, isn't it?
No.
Pacino?
That's 127 hours, I think.
No.
There's a Pacino movie called
15 minutes.
8 Mile.
Thank you, Sarah, for once on my side.
I like that anyone agreed with you was only the side of hope and love, and everyone else was darkness and knowledge.
I only got 88 minutes.
I feel bad for Ann. I'm really sorry, Ann.
I'm going to read you the second of only two sentences that Leonard used to describe this movie.
Why can't I have 90 minutes? Huh? Just give me 2 more minutes. Oh, man.
That's a tremendous De Niro.
That
was Pacino?
Yeah, that was Pacino.
Okay.
I thought that was so Pacino.
Is that the game we're playing now?
I can call his wife.
Is that Pacino?
I've hijacked the show. The podcast is now called "Is That Pacino?" How's your skin, son? Was it?
All right, here we go.
5 minutes till Wapner. Is that Pacino?
And it's up to the person that does it to decide if it was. No, only they know. That wasn't it. That was me doing Pacino. No. Some of them are Pacino.
Leonard said about this film.
Yeah.
Who can we blame for this movie? That's the last sentence of two of the review.
For Rugrats?
No. The 71.
He is so angry at the makers of Rugrats.
By the way, this is the year the French Connection won Best Picture. Go ahead.
We're doing 71. Another category?
We're just playing around.
We're just doing
something that you clearly don't understand. It's the 71 movie. We're just seeing if you guys would
have
that.
Can you do the right thing?
He lists six names, and they are...
Yeah.
And this is open to anyone in the room.
Is Richard Pryor one of those names?
No.
Okay, keep going. I had a hunch. I was wrong.
Casey Kasem in The Toy? Barry Kroger,
toys.
John Bloom,
sex toys.
Albert Cole, Robin Williams wasn't in the toy. Casey Kasem, third build in this movie.
Yeah.
Pat Priest was second build. Top build person in this movie, the great Bruce Dern.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it Drive?
From 71.
No.
It's not the driver because I would also have mentioned Ryan O'Neill.
Right.
Is wow. anybody?
Someone had it.
I bet you Hadrian knows it. Not Silent Running.
That's
a good guess because there wasn't many people in it, but I think there's even less than this.
That is tough.
It's a movie that people often make fun of, I think. Maybe if it's even been on MST3K. The Incredible Two-Headed Transplant.
Wow. That's amazing. I've not heard of that.
Look that one up.
Yeah. Check that out, you guys. But Wayne is our winner anyway.
Congratulations, Wayne.
Sorry, guys.
Game well played.
Thank you.
I hope I helped in some small way.
Thank you.
So the person
you are the winner
was,
of Was It Pacino?
The person that Wayne
God
for coming
is an absent landlord.
Who are you playing for, Wayne? Is that her right there?
No.
What are you doing coming up here?
Why are you rushing the stage?
Oh, that's terrifying when someone does that.
Yeah, we need security to keep these women away from giving me their shitheads. who are you playing for, Wayne?
Diaz. What was that guy's name?
Where is he? Yeah, come and get all this stuff, dude. Congratulations.
Jonathan.
You're over 21, right?
Sorry about that guy with the glasses.
You're over 21?
I should have used that.
Yeah, he's over 21.
Yeah.
So you can have the Tito's.
Okay, but he has nothing on the back of this.
Tito's.
That's okay. He won.
Okay.
You could just throw that down. I bet you he doesn't even want it back.
Do we give these back? And do you want?
No, no. I mean, yeah, she'll want that back probably.
Mine's from the library.
That's a nice one. Yeah, and Pete's is a nice book, so she'll probably want that back. Come get it, Sarah Wars. What's going on right now? Dude, just take your prizes.
It's
what the fuck is happening?
Hey, it's unisex.
Trying to wrap up the show. You win all that stuff. You could give her the shirt if you want.
He was being
so nice.
He was being nice.
So nice.
He's a slight fella, and it's a unisex shirt. You look good in it.
Here you go, Sarah.
Thanks.
Goodbye. Sit the fuck down with your prizes.
Casey Kasem is in Ghostbusters. I'm just waiting for someone to yell he was in that thing you do. Doesn't it feel right?
No one's going to yell that.
I was waiting for
because he was not.
I was waiting for
He wasn't even American Top 40 wasn't even on yet when that show took place. Like he wouldn't even
He was like a baby. He's like, "Hey, it's me, Casey. I hope my voice changes for radio. I really like you guys. Hey, you're Tom Hanks."
Holy shit, we've got like a repeat shithead.
I really think "Hey, you're Tom Hanks" deserved a much bigger laugh. If you did the work.
Directed.
I think we're all sort of wrapping the show up in our heads. There's a lot more to go on here at Cine Family tonight. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and watch.
But if you were picturing
free pizza after
like
the
a 19-year-old,
there's going to be pizza after the movie. Pete.
Pizza party.
I'm already.
Do you
laughing.
See what you're doing, Pete? You're keeping these people from pizza.
Well, that is the most strategic way to take my legs from me I've ever heard. That was well done.
Do you have any plugs?
San Francisco, I'm going to be at Cobb's very, very soon. Please
nice.
Come out.
Cobb's
Portland,
is great.
Boston, Buffalo, just go to, Philly, go to PeteHolmes.com. A lot of tour dates coming up.
H-O-L-M-E-S.
And I'm not like this when you see me do stand-up.
Yeah, he's very quiet and almost impossible to hear. But thank you, Pete. It's always a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you, Doug. Always fun to be here.
Yeah, And Jordan, of course, has got the movie. It's available for $5 at iamroadcomic.com.
Correct.
And thank you for making it and for showing it to all of us tonight.
I can't wait for the crowd to enjoy it.
And for the pizza also.
Yeah, the free pizza.
There's a bar. We're going to have a bar back there. And everybody's going to do a little taste. If you're old enough, do a little taste of Tito's vodka. A little.
They're a sponsor?
Yeah, they're a sponsor. Super Lounge, we're sponsoring the pizza. And just having good times.
Is there any gluten?
Is that wrong that I plug that shit? Wait, you laugh. I'm just trying.
No, that's right.
We're totally right. Everyone loves Super Lounge.
Gluten-free, boiling handmade gluten-free vodka.
Boiling hand. If you like your vodka made with hands, this is going to be your vodka.
And almost most of the people that work for Tito's do not touch themselves before they make almost all of them.
They wash their ass.
There's
last.
An occasional rebel.
Oh, we did it.
We washed. Jordan just had a great bit.
They washed their ass last. I was trying to. Yeah. I can't keep up with you professionals.
No,
that's
you were
really
doing
hard.
Great. You did
but
so good.
But I learned a lot. I learned about the you people, the wife.
Well, don't say you
succeed.
People.
Succeed.
Yeah, succeed.
I learned about the ass. It's wiping, washing.
Always close with ass.
Gotcha. I'm surprised you didn't
It's like
do
there's
a...
two showers. The you French call it
Doug, what's happening?
Douche. God.
One more time for all of my guests.
Wait a minute. Wayne had a plug.
Wayne Fetterman, of course, the Wayne Fetterman Foundation, helping children find a curves near them.
And as always...
I'll take it. I'll take
Portugal
it.
Portugal is a shithead. And Pete Holmes' cancellation is a shithead.
Oh, nice.
That's scored.
Now
thank
it's time
you.
For Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves